Hello, and thank you for joining us for our BNI San Diego podcast. Today, as you can tell, I've got one of my favorites on, Alex Terranova. Alex is a coach, mindset coach, entrepreneur coach. You work at some high levels. Welcome back, Alex.
Thanks for having me. I love being back here. I love that you're always in a different location.
So, Alex, what are we talking about today?
The thing that I thought would be fun to talk about is the idea, something, and we'll see how this plays out because we always do. This idea around how so many of us in BNI and everywhere are living and creating our lives based on our current reality, but we'll never be able to get the results we want if we're living at our current reality. We have to actually shift into the mindset and behaviors of the versions of us that we want to become, or the results that we want to create to get those results.
So then I'm gonna use myself as an example and tell me if this is right.
Yeah.
So at the moment in BNI San Diego, we are roughly 702 members. So that means at the moment, I am a 702 member leader, executive director, franchisee. In order for me to get to 1,000 or 2,000 members here in San Diego, I need to become a different person.
You need to have a different mindset, different actions, right? What got you to 700 members is great. It's actually kind of incredible, right? 700 members,
yeah.
702. But what got you to 700, if it was the right strategy, it also would have already gotten you to 2,000. And so there's a reason you're not at 2,000, and it's not a bad thing, but there's something that separates, and we don't know where that magic line is,
yeah.
Right? Maybe the strategies you have now over a certain amount of time would get you to 1,000, but at some point we're going to hit some ceiling,
okay. Yep.
And we all hit that at different places. And there's something that then has to change. We have to become something else, right? To get, one of my favorite ways to look at this is if we were runners, and we ran a 10-minute mile. You and I want to run. We're like, let's run an 8-minute mile. We're going to have to train and eat in a different way to get us to shave off those 2 minutes.
Absolutely.
We just keep trying to get 10 minutes. We'll never do that.
Nope.
We were like, we get to 8 minutes. Now we say, hey, we want to do 5-minute miles. We are going to have to completely become different people. Because an 8-minute mile from a 10 is a total possibility. That's not anything. That's not crazy. That's like a little attention. But a 5-minute mile is intense dedication, intense hard work, intense body care and discipline and recovery work and food discipline, right? To get to that specific goal.
Which means there's a lot of, like you said, there's a lot of little things that we need, how we eat, our sleep, all of those elements. And there's a lot of, what I'm taking is there's a lot of little things that we can do that make huge results or huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for instance, if we look at BNI as an example, or we could take any business, right? Let's say you were
you know what? We've got a guy right here. Let's use me as the example.
Cool. So if we use BNI, okay, so we could look at, hey, how much money do you spend on, you don't have to tell the real number, right? How much money do you spend on marketing BNI? Just make up a number just for fun.
On a monthly basis, $2,000.
Okay, so this imaginary, I want people to know it's imaginary. We're not working with real numbers here. $2,000 has gotten you to this point.
Yep.
Now, I might say to you, hey, what's the best way to get new BNI members? And if let's say you said to me, it's marketing. Great. So we need to up your marketing. But you say to me, I can't afford it, right? I don't have more money. What's coming in and what's
capacity,
going out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at capacity. So that's okay. You can keep spending too, and you'll keep growing likely at the rate and maybe a little bit more because members bring more members. But if you want to double, you want to get to 2,000, more than double actually, you're going to have to play at that 2,000 level. So if I said to you, hey, at 2,000 members, how much would you be investing in marketing?
Well, and I mean, it's probably $10,000 a month.
Great. So could we figure out a way to have you start putting $10,000 a month in now? Maybe not. Maybe that's too big of a leap, right?
Okay.
Maybe it's four. But if you want to get there, you're going to have to raise the bar and start playing at that level of that future to create that future.
Yeah, totally.
But
well, and And so that's one element, right? That's the amount of the investment that we're putting into our business. But what about our mindset? What about who we are as an individual? So we looked at the things that we can, throw money at or that those resources, because again, we're investing into ourselves on that side of things. But now let's look at the leader, me as a professional, the guy who's wanting to take his business to the next level and has been a great leader with however many employees and staff at a certain level. What do we need to change as an individual? What do I need to change? What does that person need to change in here, in our mindset and other areas?
Well, I think for most people wouldn't even have been able to invest that larger amount of money if they hadn't changed the mindset.
Oh.
Right?
That's
So
a good point.
we might have put the cart before the horse in the with the money, but because most people would say, I can't afford it, right? And they would stop there. That would just be black and white, logistical, it doesn't make sense. And we might have to look at, hey, do you, to make it really simple, hey, Ed, do you believe in yourself? Do you believe that if you put in the energy and the time and the resources that you could be have a 2000 person BNI region?
Without a doubt.
Okay. What are you, and then if we looked at like, what are you afraid of in extending yourself in terms of maybe time and money and resources? What are you afraid of?
I think there's always a fear of failure, right? The what's that term? And I think we talked briefly about it before, the elements of the imposter syndrome. Is this something that I can actually do? Am I the right person? All those things as professionals, as business owners, kind of that's always in the back of your mind.
So have you ever failed before?
Oh, yeah.
But you're here now with me and everything's fine and you're doing pretty well.
Yes.
So even when you failed, the present reality is, wait, I'm actually okay. And I'm on my way to some pretty great things.
That's a really good point.
So I get that like failing sucks. I heard a quote the other day that I love. There's two ways to live our lives. One is we're either winning and or learning, right? So it doesn't mean we win always, right? But when we don't win, we learn, or we're failing all the way to our grave. And you get to choose how you want to live your life. And if you don't choose, life will choose for you. And I think that mindset piece here is I have to believe in myself. I can't extend that money. If you said to me, wait, what I need is time, right? I need to give up some other things in my life so I can have more time to dedicate to BNI. Well, there's going to be the consequences of that too. But we'd have to believe, Ed, you'd have to believe that you are the guy. You can make this happen. And even if you slip and tumble and fall, that you're actually okay and you'll get back up because you've tumbled and fallen before and you're here now and
And
you're
I'll be
okay.
okay. Yep. No, I love this because, it again, the John Maxwell has a great book. Sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. Right? And it's that element of failing forward where as long as we're willing to, are we willing to push some of the limits? Are we willing to try something new? Are we willing to adjust our thoughts and how we're looking at a problem. Earlier, you and I were talking about the elements of looking at a problem. Sometimes we have to be willing to get up from our side of the table and walk around the other side of the table and look at things from a different perspective. And as business owners, sometimes that's scary.
The thing that we've all, I want to say all of us, there's only a few of us who haven't. We've all been in a situation where we're like, we can't afford that, or I don't have time for that, or I'm not smart enough for that, or something, right? We've all
The
to
mind
some
talks. Yeah.
and I might make the argument that I will make the argument that the difference between people who are achieving the things that we want and the ones who aren't are they move through that fire, right? They're like, let's find out if I'm the person that can do it, They're the person who says, I'll take the last shot of the game. And if we miss, I'll say, you know what? Like, at least I had the courage to like try to make that shot, and I'll do it again. And I want to be that person versus the person who's like, don't pass me the ball. I don't want, right? So it's fine, right? You can, we can live safety. We can live for safety,
Yeah.
live for security. But when we look at the people we admire, none of them live like that, right? None of the people we admire lived for to protect and hoard and keep things safe and secure and just simple. Most of the people we admire are people that really went for it, that took risks, that put themselves out there, that were willing to fail. And again, the barometer for every person is different, right? You might say, hey, I'm not willing to extend myself in the ways to become a 10,000 person region. That's not what I want for my life.
And that's okay.
Totally.
Yeah.
But where I would look is like, hey, why are we choosing it, right? Do you actually want the 10,000 and you're just afraid? Or are you very much like, no, I want 2,000 because what really matters to me is time with my family and, you know, these hobbies that I have, and 2,000 would provide me with the business that I want to create, to help me create the life that I want. That feels like honest and real. I think what a lot of people do, unfortunately, is we're driven by our fear more than anything else. So our fear is like, we need safety, we need security. And that's not our fault. The world is telling us to be afraid of everything all the time. But again, the people that we admire, the things that we want, are going to require us to become the people that took risks, that weren't afraid
Ooh.
to challenge the status quo. And that takes something. And I think the beautiful thing is, whether you succeed or you fail, you kind of get to find out who you are.
Yeah, and that's a sobering thought in a lot of ways, and I'm excited about that in many ways. As you know, for any business person, any listener that's listening in right now, I'm sure there's a point in our conversation where you can relate, right? Whether it's the fear side, the excitement side, you know, any and all of it. I know that for me, with the, you know, the reason to get to 1,000 members, the reason to get to 2,000 members, it's not about the money. It's about how many, because I have a huge passion to impact families here in San Diego. Well, the more members we have, the more people that we get to impact, the more that, again, I have I love the idea of people sitting around a table at home with their family, enjoying dinner, having a good conversation. And when we become these workaholics, like I've been for many years, family's around the table, but you're in the office working, right? So by being able to impact families, being able to impact people with more, the more people we can impact, that means more people get to be at home with their families to enjoy that. So for me, the drive comes from a greater goal. And you're helping me realize that in order for that to happen, I've got to sometimes be willing to be uncomfortable.
That's a cool, well said. And I think we you've asked me about cold plunging before on this on
Yep.
here. One of the reasons I love cold plunging is it makes me practice being uncomfortable. Right? Your brain says it's cold, this isn't okay. Now, from a completely different perspective, why isn't it okay? Why is it not okay to be cold? Why is it not okay to be uncomfortable? To a degree, it will hurt me, right? At a certain point,
Discomfort, yeah.
at a certain point, there's a biological not okay. But before that point, I'm actually just uncomfortable. I'm fine. It just doesn't feel great. But that idea that we are so resistant to the things that don't feel great, right? Like, there's some of us that it would serve us to go do things. Could be travel, it could be go put ourselves in networking groups, it could be take out a loan to invest in our business. That uncomfort, we won't do that uncomfortable thing. We won't go stand in a room with people we don't know. We won't go take out a business loan to invest in ourselves for our business, right? Whatever it is. And that fear of discomfort, or that like, oh, it doesn't feel good, so I don't like it, or it doesn't feel good, so it's not right, or I mean, I hear this a lot from like the spiritual community. If it was meant to be, it would feel good. You know
Yeah.
what? Everything in life doesn't feel good. Sometimes we have to move through the unfeeling good to get to the really feeling good.
Wait,
And how do we know?
can you repeat that one again?
Yeah, sometimes we have to move through the unfeeling good, the discomfort, to get to the comfort. And I think that is such a that's such a missed opportunity, that those areas that, you know, what builds muscle? Tension, pressure, right? The tearing at the muscle, when it rebuilds, it grows stronger. What happens when you break a bone? It heals stronger. When you know, me and my wife, this isn't really a podcast that we talk about stuff like this, but us losing a pregnancy has that like heartbreak and sadness and disappointment actually gave us the opportunity to become closer, to become stronger, to open our hearts even more to love and the more to the possibility of the baby that we will have. And I think, right, like none of that felt good. None of those things I described are good feeling things. And on the other side of moving through them are really beautiful and things that we very much want.
And I think you well said there is another side. We just have to con you know what there's a saying, you know, when you're going through hell, just don't stop. I think for many of us, we the fear comes in, and when we're going through hell or when we're going through the discomfort, we stop and feel it instead of just, you know, the going through the pain. And it always feels better after you've done it. Always going to the gym, right? I don't want to get up early and go to the gym. I don't want to do this or do that. But once I get there and I'm in it and I'm feeling it, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I went.
Yeah. And I think, and then to the point, there's a lot of ways to do everything, right? So if it's, I want to get healthy, there's many ways. All of them to transform you are going to require some version of something that maybe not isn't comfortable. But some, right, you might be like, I hate the gym. Great, go to dance class, right? There's a lot of, but if you're really wanting to lose weight, that dance class is going to also put your body under stress and pressure, and you're going to sweat, right? If you want to grow your business, you could hire a consultant, you could hire a coach, you could hire a marketing firm, you could hire more employees, you could run around town throwing leaflets out. Whatever you do, you could, right? Whatever you do, if you push yourself, there's going to be uncomfort, discomfort, whether it be financial or physical or time.
Absolutely.
And if you're not willing to give into that, step into that, I just don't know that we ever get anything we truly want without having to face some level of discomfort.
Well, and there's a cost to it. And I don't necessarily mean just mon when I say the word cost, it's not just monetary cost, right? It's the cost of our time, it's the cost of resources, it's the cost of the capacity in my brain to put something else in. You know, whatever it is, there's a cost to be paid to get to where you want to go.
Yeah, you reminded me of this idea that it's regardless of what we're th that there's like two sides. So if you want to, it's hard to be unhealthy. It's also hard to be healthy. Pick, right? You can either pick to like eat all this bad stuff and suffer all the unhealthy things, or you can pick to eat really well and exercise, and that's hard too. And we can say the same. It's actually hard to have a failing business. Right? The stress, the pressure, the anxiety, the humiliation, the shame that you create, the not having money, right? To what all the things that not being able to pay your bills. It's also hard to have a successful business. So which of those do you want to, which game of hard do you want to play?
Well, and there's a I was just li literally just listening to something recently, and they talked about the element of health. And you can either pay now while you've got some energy and while you've got flexibility and all these things, or you can pay later when all of these things are and you're actually in worse condition. One way or the other, you're going to pay.
Yeah. Yeah, unless you get by a bus or something, right? And you're just in the middle.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
Alex, as we're coming to a close, I'm loving, I'm like literally things are going off in my brain in some of the things that I need to do as a in order to be to become the person I need to be for the people I'm leading, the people I'm working, you know, whatever it is, for my family, for my, you know, church friends, for whatever it is, I need to continually be growing. And I love that in B&I, one of our core values is lifelong learning, right? We're always striving forward, looking to gain more. For our listeners today, as we prepare to leave, you know, what's that element that you can leave them with that is going to be, whether it's a call to action or something that's going to help that professional stand up out of their seat and go, you know what? I can do this.
So go back to the beginning, and I would say, write down, sit, literally take out a piece of paper, use a piece of paper and a pen, and write down the three or four things that you really want, your three or four big goals, right? They could be things like business success, health, whatever, whatever, but your three or four big goals. And then from there, look at who would you have to become to have those be a reality,
Ooh.
right? So some people might write, oh, I'd have to become disciplined. I'd have to become a risk taker. I'd have to become adventurous. I'd have to become more loving, right? Depending on what the things are. So who would you have to become? And there could be a few answers to that. It doesn't have to be one magic word. It could be a few words that describe. When I saw myself in this space, I saw that I had to become a man of integrity who provided value everywhere I went, right? So that frame, that's the man I have to become. Now, if I was that man in the future, how does that man behave in ways that I don't behave? So that's like third step. What are the behaviors that that man has? Then the fourth step would be, what actions does that man, again, if you're not a man, you can do this, that person, what actions does that person take? And then I need to start being those things right now. So that might mean you have to change friendships, because, oh wait, that person wouldn't be friends with the community of people I'm friends with. That person wouldn't hang out, right? I saw a long time ago, the man I was, oh, I can't hang out in bars all the time anymore. That's not, doesn't align with the man I'm committed to becoming. I can't, I can't do these behaviors. I need these different behaviors, these different environments, these different communities of people, because those are the people that would be around that man in the future. And start constructing that now. And you can do it little by little. It's not a, you don't build the future you overnight, right? The current you is built from the life you've lived. And so if it's going well, great. Your bones are the evidence of all the, your bones and your muscle are the evidence of the work you've done. And if it's not going well, it's time to start recreating and developing the future you that you want now.
I love that, the recreating and creating the future you. Okay, listeners, that's it. That was our call to action. That's my call to action. I am going to be working on the future me. And I know I've got a lot of work to do, so I'm excited about that and also scared at the same time. But with people like Alex, and I know that our listeners have people in their lives that are willing to pour into them. And again, this is yet another reason why you want to reach out to a coach. Having a coach, someone like Alex, whether it's Alex Terranova or another coach that you may know, reach out to them and have that conversation. Take that step to become the better version of you. And what I love about the element of having a coach is you get fresh eyes looking at you from a different perspective that can help you look at things differently. Alex, it's always a pleasure. I can't wait till our next conversation. This one was sobering for me in some ways, learning and growing, and just appreciate everything that you do. Again, for our listeners, down below is Alex's information if you want to reach out to him and connect. And Alex, we look forward to having you back in the near future.
Thanks for having me on.
And for our listeners, we will see you next week with another amazing guest speaker and a guest. Thank you very much, and hope you have the rest a great rest of your day.
This episode of the BNI San Diego podcast has been brought to you by Cruise Productions, a San Diego-based video production company and proud BNI member. You can find us at the intersection where business and creativity meet, or online at cruiseproductionsinc.com.